All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities in advance of Sunday's AAA Texas 500. We're joined by another one of our playoff drivers, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota, who is third on the leaderboard. We will open up to questions. We'll start here in the front with Dustin.
What'd I miss?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Martin, why was it so important to text Joey on Sunday night? Because didn't his actions pretty much speak for themselves, and what you said pretty much spoke for yourself? What were you hoping to get out of that when everything seemed pretty clear after the race?
Things calm down. You think about it a little bit, and I didn't expect to hear from him, so I wanted to tell him how I felt. It was a little different. A little bit. I wanted to get his point of view. I wanted to get kind of what he was thinking, you know, what he thought about it. And now I know.
We'll go to Claire and then go to Jerry.
Claire Belang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Kyle Busch was just in here, and he was talking about if you pay somebody back or race like they do, then are you doing it because you are becoming one of them, or are you doing it because of who you're racing, right? And so it isn't your traditional way to do it. How do you look at that in your mind?
You know, honestly, I hadn't really thought about it a whole lot. We got three races to go. We got two important races here to try to get locked, you know, in a position to race for a championship. And, you know, I'm not going to let what happened last week, take my focus off of that. I think it's something that stays in the back of your mind. You know, if you get in a certain situation where it'd be wise to remember what happened, that's there. But, you know, I really haven't thought past that. You know, I know what's on the line this weekend, and you know, it takes a lot of focus and mental strength to do this job, and to do it at a high level. And I'm going to approach this weekend just like I do every other weekend.
When you were in victory lane at Pocono, you said three strikes and they're out, 1, 2, and 3. And then Jazzy, your engineer, said, "Well, he says that, but he doesn't really act, and we're glad he doesn't because it does you no good." You know, when you're running for a championship, to go out there and, you know, get enemies, right? Does it behoove you to race any differently than you have raced? Does it behoove you to be any meaner than you have been? You know what I'm saying? When you're running for the championship, you've already won one.
Yeah, it's so situational. I think it just depends on, you know, what kind of position you're in, what the situation is, what's on the line, and, you know, how people respond to it. You know, I try to do things the right way. I try to race the way I want to be raced. You know, and sometimes I clearly get taken advantage of because of that. But at the end of the day, I know that, you know, when I beat a guy, it's because I outdrove him. It's not because I took a cheap shot and ran into him. So that's my way of thinking. Some people disagree with it. Some people think it's perfectly fine to knock somebody out of the way to get a win. In my opinion, it's not. So we all have opinions. We all think differently about different things. You know, it's just not the way I've ever done it. Whether it's go-karts when I was a kid or racing modifieds, it doesn't matter what it was. This is the way I was taught to race. You race fair, you race clean, you race as hard as you can. You try to beat the guy straight up. I can say that every single win I've ever had, I earned it. And that's just the way it is.
I'm going to go to Jerry and then Woody.
A couple. Yesterday, you were like a superhero at Toyota on their Motorsports Day. Was that fun for you to be this one of the guys that they was at that event?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible to go there and see what they have. And, you know, we have so many friends there and truly have – they've become like a family, you know, to us over the years. It's really special to get to go back there to their headquarters here in Texas and went there in December to celebrate a championship. That was really special to bring, you know, that trophy there, you know, because they do so much for us and give us the opportunity to to race great race cars for a living and go after championships. So it's been a blessing to be part of the Toyota family, and it's always fun to go there and see all those folks and thank them and see what they're up to. And they got some really cool stuff coming down the line, car wise and things. So should be cool.
And also, Jimmy Johnson and Fernando Alonso are going to switch rides and do that. Would you be interested in doing something like that over on the, and trying somebody else's ride out or trying a different F1 ride or something?
Yeah, I was for sure someday. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things I still would like to try. There's a lot of racing I haven't done that someday I'd like to, you know, mess around with. And I was talking to one of the Toyota Drifter guys at Motorsports Day yesterday, and they do a drift race at Wall Stadium, which I grew up racing modifieds there. He's like, would you ever want to come try it? I was like, yeah, someday, but just not in the next couple of years. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to do, and it's going to be neat to see what Jimmy and Alonso do. Check it out. That's a whole different ball game for sure, drifting, yeah. But it'd be neat to try. It looks like it's a lot of fun.
Go to Woody.
Woody Kane with MRN. Martin, just want to get you to look ahead next week at Phoenix with the move of the start-finish line to what used to be coming off of where turn two is now, and how you think that might impact the race, particularly on restarts.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, really, to see how it plays out. I mean, it's going to be a lot different. You know, typically there on restarts, it gets 3, 4, 5 wide down on that dog leg on the backstretch. Gets pretty hairy going into turn three. And now that we're going to be coming off of what was turn two, what's now going to be turn four to come to the green, you know, I don't know where the start-finish line is exactly, if it's in that kink. You know, how can we get – because obviously you got to be side-by-side. You got to be 2 wide when you get to the start-finish line. And then after that's when you can fan out and start making moves. So I guess where that line is will dictate a lot of that. But I definitely feel like restarting going into the old turn three, which is now the new turn one, is going to be a little bit more wild. I mean, that end of the racetrack seems to get wider groove-wise, especially throughout the race, and you can use the apron down there and things, which you can't in turn the old turn one. So it's definitely going to be different. We'll just have to see how different when it plays out. You know, the other thing that'll be a lot different is qualifying, you know. The way that dog leg comes into play and you know, the way you get your momentum going, because the start-finish line's on the opposite side of the racetrack. So it's going to change a lot of things.
Any final questions for Martin? All right, Martin, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.